Well, folks, I got an opportunity to connect right now with one of my great friends and a great person in our community, Karen Hilburn. Karen, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Jeff.
The Karen Hilburn Cancer Fund has been around for 20 years now, and the Denim and Diamonds dinner auction is coming up April 14th. It's a Sunday afternoon at the beautiful Alderbrook Resort and Spa in their banquet hall. And this is going to be yet again another great opportunity for you to come out and support this wonderful organization, this wonderful 501c3 nonprofit that helps our community in so many ways. Karen, let's just give folks who are new to hearing about this a primer on the fund, and then we'll get into the auction.
Okay. Of course, as you said, it's been 20 years. We've helped over 600 women in that 20 years. I don't know the exact amount because when the hospital had their bi-yearly event, we helped and we paid for many, many mammograms, and we don't have a count on that, but it's well over 600. And
I remember that. We would have the event at the hospital and you guys were there, and it was another way to bring awareness to this. That's right. That was a good, that was a really good event too.
Oh gosh, yes. And we miss it. We miss doing that. But maybe someday, you know, the hospital hasn't quite opened up that far
sure.
yet.
But yeah, we had a little bit of a speed bump a couple years back and trying to still get back into things.
Well, you know, one thing I do want to say, Kelly Mathis, the patient navigator at Mason General Hospital, anybody can call and ask for her, and she will get you plugged in for a mammogram if you can't afford to have one. And she contacts me and we pay for it. So it's all good.
That is great. And you're able to pay for it because of some of the support throughout the community with your various events. Down later in the summer, you've got that big tour to Mason Lake bike race, which is a heck of a lot of fun. But first coming up in the middle of April here, as I mentioned, the 14th is Denim and Diamonds, the dinner auction. It's going to be a big blowout too, because as we talked about, 20 years. What are some of the ways, besides getting tickets and attending the event, that folks can support? And then what are we going to be bidding on? What are we auctioning off?
Well, as far as support is concerned, you know, just go on Facebook and all the information's there. And then our brochures are available, you know, with all the information on that. And just call, and I've got to look at my notes for the number because I don't always remember. It's 360-462-3863. And that's a message-only phone number, but people can call that number and donate, ask about the fund. They can be, we can send them information about the fund and the brochure, and applications are online. You know, it's
your website is, Karen.
Not difficult, but you know, if you're facing health issues, you don't want to be having to fuss. So
just
call the number and we'll get the stuff to you.
I know, too, that folks are so willing to help and share this information in our community. It's hard-pressed to find somebody who doesn't know about the Cancer Fund already and can share the information with you. The website is KarenHilburnCancerFund.org. And as I look through the Facebook page, already you have got some amazing big sponsors at a whole host of different levels that are able to support you through the Denim and Diamonds, and then also with these auction items. It's just, it's got to be really heartwarming that this event continues to grow and just continues to build on its successes in the community.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have loyal supporters from years and years and years that donate every year to this event without even being asked. When is it?
When
How
is it?
Can
We're
we
in.
Help?
Yeah.
What can we do? You know, so we're just so fortunate and so blessed.
It's going to be a fun afternoon into the evening again at the Alderbrook Resort and Spa, which is, as we know, a wonderful facility in their banquet hall. I had a heck of a good time last year, and I cannot wait to be there again from 4 to 7:30 for this anniversary celebration on the 14th. And we're going to try once again to raise a bunch of money to help out folks in our community. And it's also important to note both men and women get support through this, because there is other ways that cancers are being detected in men as well, right?
Absolutely. And men get breast cancer.
Yeah. Something that I think we haven't really, you know, it's a topic that for so many years dominated in, you know, the space with the female side of it, but there is male breast cancer, like you just mentioned, and it is not something to shy away from. It's not something to be embarrassed about. It is just like, you know, any other cancer that unfortunately impacts so many people in our society and in our community.
Absolutely. And we do help men.
That's great.
You know, we don't, we're not that, we have to help everybody.
Yeah.
Want to help everybody.
For sure.
Getting back to denim and diamonds, I'll give you a little bit of information about that. We've, you know, in all the years, we don't raise the price of our tickets because we want people to come and bid on items and spend their money that way. And with $75, it includes dinner, beer and wine, and a lovely evening, just a lot of fun. So the money that you give to us is used for all, you know, diagnosis, treatment, you know, a little bit of love and counseling that goes along with that, because, you know, it's hard. And I was, you know, diagnosed with breast cancer 21 years ago, and I know what it's like.
And that's kind of how the fund bore out. You saw the need in the community for folks that are impacted by this, and says, listen, I'm in a position right now where I can turn this and use it to be a change agent for good, and really get out there and spread the message. And you've been doing it this whole time.
Yes. Yes, I have. And who knew when we started? You know, we've laughed so many times about when we first started, and we thought we were really in the tips because we made $3,000 at our first event. It was just, and I thought, I don't know, we can help at least three or four people. And look what happens.
And now it's
living
just,
in our community.
Yeah.
It's just mind blowing. It's so hard for me to take it all in and realize, you know, how far we've come.
Well, last year when I was there and hearing the stories and seeing the faces of the folks who have been helped, and then again hearing the stories of people who have been able to move through this cancer diagnosis based off of the support through the fund and getting the screenings and that preventative care that really helps folks understand where they're at in their journey with that cancer. It was a powerful evening, and there are some tears, but there are also a lot of smiles when it comes to the denims and diamonds. It's always a lot of, it was a great time last year, and super
it just
excited.
Goes along with the tears and the laughs and the joy, you know, they intermix with each other. But, you know, I think it's very important to listen to some of the things that people go through. I've got amazing stories, very, very sad stories, but some awful, wonderful stories about people too. And, you know, when you're going through something like that, you don't want to have to worry about where the money's going to go.
No,
You
no.
know? No.
And that's why there's great funds like this, Karen Hilburn Cancer Fund online, karenhilburncancerfund.org. We're talking about denims and diamonds, which is going to be here in less than a month. It's Sunday, April 14th, from 4 to 7 at the Alderbrook Resort and Spa. You can still look online for information on tickets. You can donate if you're a business or looking to help support the fund in any way. Again, the contact information and the phone number is available on the website too. I'll put the notes on that here in the write-up for this conversation. But it was good to talk with you, Karen, and I can't wait to see you at the auction here coming up in, it'll be here before you know it, and it's going to be
just a month away.
Great celebration of this.
And lastly, I want to thank you. I've known you many, many years. We've talked many, many times. And I really appreciate your support. You've always been there for us, and we are so grateful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure, and it's my honor to be associated with a great group of folks like yourself. So, Karen, I wish you well, and I'll see you in a little bit, and we will get this auction kicked off, and we'll raise some money. How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful. Thanks,
Thank you.
Jeff. Have a great day.